Time to talk a little NBA with Paul Jones from NBA TV Canada, also Toronto Raptors Radio. Paul, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good, Jason. Good to be on with you, man.
Well, Paul, a very good start to the season for the Raptors. They reel off five straight wins, probably the most impressive coming in OKC from behind in the fourth quarter. Now they drop two straight to some pretty good teams. What is it about the Heat? Why do they give the Raptors so much trouble?
Well, the last game, it was because of the matchups. I mean, they had that guy LeBron James for 4 years when they had a 15 or 16-game winning streak against Toronto. But on Sunday, the fact that Damari Carroll wasn't there really hurt Toronto from a matchup standpoint, because Chris Bosh, who has become more and more of a perimeter player, I think I saw a number where 40 to 50% of his shots over the last few years have come from the perimeter. He's really become a stretch player, Jason. And the fact that Damari Carroll was hurt, that really hurt Toronto, because what they could not do was play with a small lineup. Dwayne Casey has really favored a small lineup this year. That his best lineup actually has Corey Joseph, Kyle Lowry, Damari Carroll, DeMar DeRozan out there with either Valanciunas or Biombo. And they could have substituted James Johnson in place had Damari Carroll been available on Sunday. And James Johnson could have covered Chris Bosh out there. But watching Scola and Biombo and Valanciunas trying to cover Chris Bosh out in the thin air was just an impossible proposition for Toronto. So that's what it is about Miami. They had LeBron, and on Sunday it was a real matchup nightmare for Toronto.
Is Carroll, I know he's listed as questionable. Is he going to go tonight?
Plantar fasciitis is a tough injury, Jason. I've had it, and some days you get up and you feel great, and other days you get up and, my dad's 90 and he could have beat me in a race. So it just depends. We'll see. I'm on my way to the arena. I'll be there shortly, and I'll get a better read on what we're going to see tonight out of the Raptors and maybe Damari Carroll.
So if Carroll can't go, you look at the Raptors, and there's no Chris Bosh in New York, but you still got Anthony, and if he wants to step back and maybe become a perimeter guy in this game, there's another matchup problem as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, they don't have Damari Carroll, who would be the logical guy to guard him. James Johnson went into the starting lineup, and a lot of people scratched their heads over that and thinking, why not Terrence Ross? And Dwayne Casey operates, Jason, on the principle of least disruption. So keep Terrence Ross in the second unit, because if you start him, then you've already disrupted the first unit. Now you're disrupting the second unit. So keep Terrence Ross in the second unit. Start James Johnson. And James Johnson's a big, strong, physical defender. He very well can be. And he would be the guy that could guard Carmelo Anthony. So I expect to see that as a potential matchup at times tonight.
Looking at the Knicks, it's early on, of course, but they seem a lot more of a competent team this year than last season.
Yeah, they brought some veterans in. You have Carmelo Anthony, you're going to be in games. Okay, that said, in basketball, I mean, unlike hockey or, baseball, you have a great pitcher. He plays once every 5 days. Your best hitter comes to the plate 3 or 4 times a game. I mean, you look at Sidney Crosby. How much ice time does he get? He gets 30, 40, 45-second shifts. Basketball, one guy can take the ball and put it under his arm and really get control of the game. And Carmelo Anthony could be that guy. And then they went out and signed, they got some veterans. They went out and they got a Robin Lopez to help on the front line. They just kind of improved their team a little bit with better players. Derek Fisher's a year older as a coach. So they are competent. And the Atlantic Division, other than Toronto, it really is kind of up for grabs. I mean, the joke was they used to call it the Titanic Division, because there was, everybody was underwater. But with Carmelo Anthony and a few vets in the lineup, they could have a chance.
Chris, Paul Jones joins us talking Toronto Raptors. And the Raptors, when they're healthy, obviously, they're a pretty dominant team early on anyway. That OKC game, Paul, and and it's early, and maybe you can't take too much into one game, but the one biggest criticism of the Raptors last year, that maybe they just weren't mentally and physically tough enough in certain games, especially in the postseason. And that OKC game, albeit only one and very early in the season, to me showed a different side of the Raptors. What did you make of that game, and can you read too much into it?
No, I don't think you can read too much into it when they're healthy, because they did the same thing the night before in Dallas. And I think I tweeted that last year's Raptors team probably lacked the mental and physical toughness to win those two games in the back-to-back. And, I asked Kyle Lowry about it, and he was very diplomatic, saying, no, we won some tough games last year. We won at Cleveland. We won in L.A., I think that was his way of diplomatically saying, yeah, you're right. Because with Damari Carroll and Corey Joseph, and then you add Bismack Biyombo, you've got three guys that can really guard. And now with Kyle Lowry out there, Kyle doesn't have to guard the ball. And Damari Carroll lets DeMar DeRozan, I wouldn't say roam, but have an easier time on defense. You know, one of the ways to take a guy's steam out of him on offense is to go at him on defense. Well, with DeMar not having to do that, it becomes easier. And you've got some mentally tough guys. I'm watching Corey Joseph, and I laugh because I know his father, David, really well, who's a heck of a player. And he used to bring Corey and DeVoe, his two sons, he and Connie, the wife, used to bring them to the gym when we were playing. And, I've watched this kid grow up, and here he is playing for the Raptors. But he's tough, Jason. He's tough. I mean, physically, mentally. I mean, he played against Tony Parker for years in practice, and I watched him against the West. He wasn't afraid of Russell Westbrook. I saw him in the preseason. He wasn't afraid of Steph Curry. I mean, he's got a ring. So he brings that mental toughness. So does Damari Carroll. Bismack Biyombo sat in the locker room and told me, we respect everybody, but we're not afraid. We're not afraid. We're not going to get punked. We're not going to back down. So you've got that mental toughness being brought in. And then you've got a veteran like Luis Scola of the international game who, four-time FIBA America's MVP. He knows what mental and physical toughness is about as well.
Can they compete against LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers in your book? When it comes, the Raptors are going to make the playoffs, barring a major collapse and, string of huge injuries. But are they capable of beating them, or is LeBron just too good?
I don't know who's capable of beating Cleveland in a seven-game series. They are good. Now, that doesn't mean what could happen last year couldn't happen again. I mean, Iman Shumpert get hurt. We still haven't seen Kyrie Irving playing. Kevin Love's healthy right now, but injuries can derail you in a hurry. So right now, Cleveland looks to be the class, but it's a long season. People develop strategies, and in a seven-game series, the best team usually wins. So I would put my money on Cleveland right now, but it's also November 10th, Jason.
Paul, as a fan of basketball, what do you make of the Golden State Warriors? Are they the most entertaining team to watch?
Yeah, they are. They are. They play a terrific offensive style, but what people forget is they're a really good defensive team. Don't get caught in all the flash and dash on offense. They guard people. They've got tough guys when you think about, last year in the playoffs, the way Iguodala played and Draymond Green and Bogut and Festus Ezeli. They've got physical and mental toughness too, and don't let Steph Curry's slight frame fool you either. He's a pretty tough guy, so they're good defensively, and they are very entertaining offensively, and without question, the most enjoyable team to watch.
They are, and Seth Curry, man, his ball handling skills, as good as his shooting skills are, his ball handling skills are almost given on par.
Well, Jason, you need to be able to handle the ball to get your shot off. I mean, you can't always depend on other people to do that. Sometimes you have to take the ball and make your own break, I draw the comparison. I look at guys like, Patrick Kane and Jonathan Taves and Patrick Sharp in Chicago last year, and the way these guys handle the puck, they have it on a string. And if you can't force the defense with your skills, then you're in trouble, and Steph Curry can certainly do that.
Enjoy the game tonight, Paul. Always great to talk to you, man. Enjoy your broadcast.
All right, Jason. Nice to talk to you, man. Take care.